This is Natalie Brown, and you're listening to the Blind Access Journal podcast.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Wednesday, March the 7th, 2012. And I'm here this afternoon because iOS 5.1 has just been released for all current devices. I think it is for, obviously, it's on the new iPad. I believe Apple is calling the new iPad. And the iPhone 4S, iPhone 4, and even the iPhone 3GS, which I'm pleasantly surprised to see. And, of course, the fourth generation iPod Touch. I'm not sure if it is available on the iPod Touch third generation. I suspect possibly. Anyhow, I thought I would take this opportunity to run all of you through the software update process. So if you already have iOS 5 or iOS 5.0.1, then you have the ability to update iOS on your device rather than having to connect it with iTunes to your computer and update it through the software on your computer. So let's learn about iOS 5.1. Let's find out what's new, and let's go ahead and do the update. I'm going to press the home button because I am in Dropbox at the moment.
Home. Utilities.
I am in the utilities folder. My settings icon is in the utilities folder. If you don't use folders, then you can go to your home screen and flick to the right until you find settings. Or if you have it in another folder, then you can find it there. I'm going to flick to the right till I find settings.
Settings. And double tap to open.
I'm going to do as recommended and double tap.
Settings.
Now I want general, so I'm going to flick to the right until I find it.
Airplane, Wi-Fi, notifications, locations or sounds, brightness, wallpaper, general, button.
Apologies for cutting off some of the names. I probably shouldn't do that, but I'm even though I am, even though I try to stay in teaching mode for these, sometimes it's hard to slow down. Anyway, I'm going to double tap on general.
General, settings, back button.
And I am on the general screen. I'm going to right flick until I find software update.
General, about, software update, button.
Double tap.
Software update, general, back button.
And let's see what we have in here when we flick to the right.
Software update, heading. iOS 5.1, Apple Incorporated. 177 megabytes. This update contains improvements and bug fixes. Apple Inc. This update contains improvements and bug fixes.
I'm continuing to flick to the right.
Learn more button.
Okay, we're going to go back to that, but let's find out what remains in this screen. Flicking to the right.
Download and install button.
Okay, so I'm going to flick back to the left once to learn more, and I'm going to double tap.
Learn more button. About this update. Software update. Back button.
Flicking to the right.
About this update. Heading.
And let's learn all about what's new in iOS 5.1. Flicking to the right.
This update contains improvements and bug fixes, including Japanese language support for Siri. Availability may be limited during initial rollout. Photos can now be deleted from photo stream. Camera shortcut now always visible on lock screen for iPhone 4S, iPhone 4, iPhone 3GS and iPod Touch, fourth generation. Camera face detection now highlights all detected faces. Redesigned camera app for iPad. Genius mixes and Genius playlists for iTunes Match subscribers. Audio for TV shows and movies on iPad optimized to sound louder and clearer. Podcast. Controls for playback speed and a 30-second rewind for iPad. Updated AT&T network indicator. Address is bugs affecting battery life. Fix is an issue that occasionally caused audio to drop for outgoing calls. For information on the security content of this update, please visit this website, http://supportapple.com/kb/ht1222. Text field. Double tap to edit.
I'm particularly intrigued by the face recognition update. I'm going to have to try that. I kind of like that feature. I've used it a few times. It's fascinating, to say the least. I have used it to somewhat successfully take pictures of people without the need for sighted assistance, which is kind of cool. The battery life improvements will be fascinating to test. And I'm particularly intrigued also by the mention of a dropped audio problem with outgoing calls. Some friends and I have noticed that, especially on the iPhone 4S, although Karen hasn't had the problem, but some other friends have, and I don't know. I think that problem, though, was not necessarily just on outgoing calls. So it'll remain to be seen if the some of the call quality issues do improve under iOS 5.1, especially on the iPhone 4S. So we have read through the many release notes. Let's flick to the right. And we hit a wall, so we are done. We're going to hit the back button, or in this case, I'm going to do the two-finger right-left scrub gesture to go back. Maybe. Let's try that again.
Software update. Learn more button.
Okay. So we are still on the learn more button. Let's flick to the right one time.
Download and install button.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and double tap the download and install button. And then I will see you all on the other side for my take on the update process and how it went. I will say one more thing. If you're contemplating doing this update now, I would suggest that you do the backup. You backup both to iCloud and to iTunes, and I think I will go ahead and provide instructions for that in the show notes, as well as these software update instructions, just to keep everything in one place. How about that? Okay, here we go. I just double tapped.
Terms and conditions. Heading.
The download and install button. We have a terms and conditions window. Flicking to the right.
Fascinating. Important. By using your iPhone, iPad or iPod Touch, iOS device, you are agreeing to be bound by the following.
I just double tapped, or not double tapped, I just single tapped with two fingers to stop reading that. Fascinating how it took a bit of time after I flicked to the right to start reading this text. It's apparently quite a large chunk of text, as would be expected. Flicking to the right again.
Disagree button.
Obviously, I'm not going to do that, or else I won't get my iOS 5.1 update, right? Flick to the right again.
Agree button.
Okay, here we go.
Alert. Software update. Connect your iPhone to a power source while the download is in progress to save battery.
I don't think I'm going to do that. My battery is full, so I'm going to flick to the right.
Connect your iPhone to a power source while the download is in progress to save. Cancel button.
Flick to the right again.
Okay button. Software update. Downloading. Dimmed button.
Now let's see what's going on in here. I'm going to flick to the right. Okay.
Learn more button.
I just flicked back to the left.
Download progress 0%.
And I'm on the download progress.
1%.
And it is now 1:35 p.m. So we will measure how long it takes.
2%.
And I won't make you all suffer through this. We will enjoy the benefits of audio editing. I'll be back. And I am back with a post iOS 5.1 update report. That process took a total of half an hour. It took 17 minutes to download iOS 5.1, which I consider very impressive given the fact that it was just released and Apple's servers must be absolutely hammered right now. And then it took about 2 to 3 minutes, so I'll give it 3 minutes, to verify. There was a message that I did not capture because I'd already stopped the recording. There was a message saying that it was verifying the update. And then so that takes us up to 20 minutes. And then the reboot took 13 minutes. So I guess actually it took 33 minutes. It took a total of 33 minutes to update my iPhone 4 to iOS 5.1. Okay, so there you go. I suspect that the download portion of the process will become much faster as the time, post-release gets longer. So if you don't want to spend 33 minutes on your iOS 5.1 update, then just wait a day or so and do the update. If you feel patient and you're okay with spending about half an hour without your iPhone, then or I should say iOS device, then go ahead and do the update now. It's reported to have some cool features and fixes. It's a minor update, so it's not going to give you anything revolutionary, except maybe the battery life. Hoping for significantly improved battery life on the device, as always. Okay, that is all for now. I hope you are all having a great week. Glad to hear that many of you have enjoyed the CSUN podcast that Allison and I did last week. And stay tuned for additional content from us here at blindaccessjournal.com. Bye, everybody.